Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah. Welcome back to 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business African Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, Dawn Fay. She's new, but she's not for long, folks. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. Senior District President of Robert Half, the Robert Half Organization. Put a .com on the end of Robert Half, and you'll find them online. She's responsible for the Northeast United States. Dawn, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you a question that I've been puzzling about. Over the last several months, since March, April, I've been interviewing a lot of employers, members of my brain trust. Some of these people are global companies. They're based in Israel and Germany and Singapore and places like that, and many of them are here in the United States. And they've been impressed with how, when their people were required to go home and work from home, they've just been shocked almost at how well their organization ran. In fact, they're asking the question, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent a year, you know? And so, but Mike, as a futurist, I take things a little farther down the road. Over time, I started asking the question, okay, the reason these people have done so well at home is because they were once in the beehive where they got the culture. And when they went home, they took the culture with them, and that culture held together over Zoom. But when you bring in a new person today who's never been to the hive, how over the next 2 or 3 years with people coming and going, how do we maintain that culture when we got so many people who've never been to the hive? If people continue to do this when they don't have to, what do you think?
I think you are thinking right along the same lines. The team that people have today, as you said, they know the culture. They know one another. They have relationships. They have trust. That is why going virtual, like everybody was sort of forced to do almost overnight in March when all this was happening, has really, really helped organizations. But you're right. When you start to onboard a new individual, how do they get trained? How do they learn the culture? How do they build those relationships? These are things right now that companies need to be thinking about and need to be strategic about and not make just really quick, rash decisions to get rid of office space altogether and think that nobody's going to go back ever again, because I think there's so much value to people being together. I do think that they'll be able to be more flexibility in remote work, but I think people need to think very strategically about how do you onboard individuals and train them and really create that culture that in many cases is so important to retention of employees.
We're not going to be able to move forward productively, I think, without hives. Every organization is going to have to, I think, is going to have a hive. We're going to have to come back to that and find a place to get regrounded. You know, in an organization, they're made up of human beings. There's all kinds of personalities and factors involved. You learn who you can count on, who you can sort of count on, who you can't count on. And you don't make a big deal about it. You just manage it. You just manage the personalities that way. But if you've never met these people face to face, if you've never worked with them, if there's no water cooler, you know what I mean? You don't. I just see it as a problem. And I'm trying not to act like a fuddy-duddy here. I was a remote worker in the 70s, Dawn, so it's not like I'm, you know, a Luddite here. What do you think?
You were ahead of your time.
What do you think?
I think you're thinking right along the lines that many organizations are thinking about. I think they understand how and why it's worked, but they are starting to be very thoughtful and mindful of how do we move forward? What is that new normal going to look like? And a lot of people are talking about hybrid work, where there will certainly be more flexibility for people to be able to work remotely, but they will.
Yeah, this will be this will be something that I think, Don, that I think your organization is going to have to you're going to be focusing on quite a bit going forward, don't you? I think we may have just lost Don. So, yeah, folks, this is something to think about as you move forward, as you can, as you think about when we don't have to stay home, when there's no requirement to stay home, when there's no need to stay home, are we still going to want to do it? And if we do, how do we maintain the culture? Getting the work done is really important. The culture is very important to that. You cannot minimize the power of the culture in productivity. So we'll get Dawn Fay, ladies and gentlemen. She's with Robert Half, roberthalf.com. We'll get her back again another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.